poll, majority support deporting all illegal immigrants. By Hannah Knudsen on June 10, 2026. A majority of Americans support deporting all illegal immigrants, a recent Harvard-Harris survey revealed. The survey examined some of the most divisive policies in America, and illegal immigration stood as one of the top. When asked if they support deporting all immigrants who are here illegally, most, 56%, support it, compared to 44% who do not. Opinions vastly differ along party lines, as 77% of Republicans support deporting all illegal immigrants. A majority of independents, 53%, agree. However, only 37% of Democrats support deporting all illegal immigrants. The survey also asked respondents if they believe Democrats and Republicans support deporting violent undocumented immigrants. Just 55% said they believe Democrats are for deporting violent illegal aliens, compared to 82% who say they believe Republicans desire to do so. The survey also found that 80% support deporting illegal immigrants who have committed crimes. There is a majority consensus across the political spectrum, as 71% of Democrats, 90% of Republicans, and 79% of independents support deporting illegals who committed crimes. Additionally, immigration is tied for third place as a top concern for voters, with affordability and the economy taking the first two spots. This coincides with the fact that President Trump sees the highest approval rating on the issue of immigration, coming in at 49%. The survey was taken May 29 to 31, 2026, among 1,725 registered voters. It has a +2.4% margin of error. It comes as U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, continues to arrest the worst of the worst illegal alien criminals walking free in the country. Over the weekend, ICE arrested illegal aliens convicted of murder, child abuse, distribution of fentanyl, and more. Authorities arrested Juan Flores Chavez, hailing from El Salvador, convicted for murder in Harris County, Texas. Steve Charles, from Haiti, convicted for indecent assault on a child then 13 years old in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And Victor Alfonso Moreno Jimenez from Mexico, convicted for sex abuse against a child, fondling and sexual exploitation of minor, sexual performance in Baltimore City, Maryland, just to name a few. While Americans enjoyed their weekends, ICE law enforcement were arresting murderers, pedophiles, child abusers, and drug traffickers, DHS Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Bass said in a statement. Instead of thanking ICE law enforcement for removing these monsters, sanctuary politicians continue to side with criminal illegal aliens over American citizens, she continued. Under President Trump and Secretary Mullen, we will always put the safety of American citizens first.